Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan Warner of the 52nd Legislative District in Fayette and Westmoreland Counties. Representative Warner, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to start off by talking about the state budget. We're over 100 days late now. What's the latest on budget negotiations?
Thank you, Chuck. We'll begin with the latest budget news from Harrisburg. Last week, the House of Representatives voted down Governor Tom Wolf's $3.8 billion tax hike, which included a 16% personal income tax increase on middle-class Pennsylvanians and small businesses. The plan received criticism because it raised taxes but failed to reduce spending or address the state's more than $50 billion pension liability. The vote came after three separate attempts to get state and federal funding released. Now, almost 4 months into the state's fiscal year without a budget, schools and social service organizations throughout the Commonwealth are facing serious financial difficulties.
And I understand, Representative, that the House has been considering legislation that deals with oversight of daycare centers. Talk to us about this.
With violations on the rise, the House passed legislation to ensure the safety of children while in licensed child care centers. House Bill 46 would require one unannounced inspection of these facilities each year. Currently, facilities are notified in advance when an inspection will occur. Many other businesses licensed and regulated by the state are already subject to unannounced yearly inspections, and supporters of the bill argue the same scrutiny should be expected of those entrusted to care for our children. The bill now moves to the state Senate for consideration.
And finally, Representative, I understand that there's a new license plate available to honor veterans. Talk to us about this.
Pennsylvania motorcyclists can now show their support for veterans by purchasing newly authorized Honoring Our Veterans Special Fund registration plates. To learn more, visit PennDOT's website, www.dmv.pa.gov. And that will conclude my weekly news report. This is Representative Ryan Warner. Thank you and God bless.